Survivors of domestic and gang violence have better odds of getting asylum in the U.S. after a move today from the Biden administration. The Justice Department says it's vacating several controversial decisions from the Trump administration that sharply limited who is eligible for asylum. NPR's Joel Rose has been covering this issue for several years. He's with us now. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Mary Louise.
All right. Fill in a little bit more detail about what exactly the Justice Department announced today.
Sure. Attorney General Merrick Garland is vacating several rulings issued by his predecessors that made it all but impossible for migrants to get asylum protections in the U.S. if their claims were based on being victims or survivors of domestic violence or gang violence. President Biden had already signed an executive order telling his administration to craft new asylum regulations to replace those decisions. But those Trump-era rules were still on the books, and immigrant advocates said survivors of domestic violence in particular were in danger of being deported to countries where they could face further abuse and where authorities won't help them. And those advocates urged Attorney General Garland to vacate these rulings, and today that is exactly what he did.
And did they give an explanation? Did the Justice Department say why exactly it's taken this step?
Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta wrote a memo to immigration judges explaining these decisions to the people who will, you know, have to enact them. And she said these decisions reflect America's commitment to providing refuge to some of the world's most vulnerable people, and that they concern, quote, important questions about the meaning of our nation's asylum laws. They don't necessarily answer all of those questions, though. The administration will have to grapple with these complex issues in a formal rulemaking process that involves the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. And that is likely to take months. But for now, the rules around who qualifies for asylum are basically returned back to where they were before President Trump took office.
Hmm. So walk us through why President Trump's attorneys general thought this was a good idea, why they tried to limit who qualifies for asylum.
Well, they argued that the rules had become too expansive, that the asylum system was being flooded with vague or downright fraudulent claims. Trump's first attorney general, Jeff Sessions, said asylum was never intended to alleviate all of the world's problems, even serious problems. And the backlog in immigration courts is now more than 1.3 million cases, so it can take years before asylum cases are decided. And hardliners believe that migrants are knowingly abusing that system to get into the U.S. while their cases are adjudicated. And Trump himself often referred to asylum as a, quote, scam. But immigrant advocates dispute that. They say survivors of domestic violence and gang violence do have legitimate claims and that they deserve a chance to argue that they qualify for asylum under U.S. laws.
Just to take this from the high legal level down to the personal, you have talked several times to the woman whose immigration case is at the center of this whole debate. Have you spoken to her? Do you know what her reaction to this is?
Yeah, that's right. She's known in court papers only as Miss AB. She fled domestic abuse in El Salvador and applied for asylum in the U.S., and it seemed like she had won her immigration case until Attorney General Sessions intervened 3 years ago and used her case as a precedent to implement these new restrictions. I interviewed her back then, and I talked to her again today on the phone.
I feel content and happy that my case can help other women who are going through the same thing that I am. I have a lot of hope and a lot of faith.
Her own case, I should say, is not decided yet, but her lawyers are confident that she will eventually receive a grant of asylum and finally be able to apply to bring her children to join her in the U.S.
Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
And PR's Joel Rose.